Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Now, all of us have suffered the occasional twinges, aches and pains in our elbow. Maybe too much time at the computer or at the gym or doing the sport we love and think nothing of it. But should we ignore these pains and what should we know about them? On Health Suites, we get answers to these and more questions next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today we look at the many causes of elbow pains, not just tennis elbow. It is perhaps something more serious. Joining us on the phone to talk about elbow pain is Dr. Benjamin Sia, Consultant Department of Orthopaedic Surgery, Sengkang General Hospital. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Clarissa, for the invitation.
Absolutely our pleasure, and something that affects every one of us that has ever tried to do anything remotely sporty. So maybe you need to start with explaining elbow pain, because we've all felt it.
Okay, so actually elbow pain, or pain in general, is an inflammation at the elbow joint or in any joint that you might be experiencing it in. To me, it's pretty simple. It's your body telling yourself it had enough or is unable to cope with the demands that you're putting it under. So I guess the next question will be, what causes elbow pain? Honestly, there are many causes. So the patient is actually key in helping the doctor decide what's the problem. We need to know as a doctor whether it's related to a recent injury, so we can exclude a possible fracture or ligament injury, or is it related to long-standing pain or to do with repetitive use? And the next thing would be location is very important, and it gives us a clue on what the pain is. I guess, as you mentioned previously, when people think of elbow pain, they always think of tennis elbow. Mm. It is the most common condition. It affects about 3% of patients, but it is not the only problem. But it all happens on the upside of the elbow, and it gets mixed up. Or it can happen with other conditions as well.
Okay, now, but here's the thing. Anyone who's ever done anything, like I said, you know, remotely sporting, would yes. have heard the term no pain, no gain. So when is that pain, you know, equal to gain? And when is that pain, stop what you're doing, you've done enough?
Okay, so to me, no pain, no gain has some benefits, but only pain doesn't make sense. So I would say that when the pain is persistent or it's related to a specific injury or a fall, you should get it checked out. Because if you actually fell, let's say you're running for the bus and you fell, you're playing tennis and you fell, and there was swelling or bruising around the elbow, you would actually need to get it checked to make sure you didn't break a bone. Mm. And if the pain is persistently present and it doesn't abate, regardless of what you do, even when you rest it, you ice it, you take some analgesia or painkillers, it doesn't get better, I would say get it checked out, because it could be related to another problem, let's say within the joint, that it's not settling on its own. And if there is associated weakness or numbness in the hands and fingers, it could be a nerve issue at either the neck or the elbow joint itself. So get it checked out. No harm seeing your friendly doctor and getting to know him a bit better.
Friendly doctors have a tendency to jab and poke at you and order tests and... that I might cause more pain, good, doctor.
we cause more pain. So number one, you have to assess the condition itself to see what it warrants. Sometimes a jab may be necessary, but we tend to keep things simple. So number one, the patient's story is very important, as our direction or the investigations that we offer are slightly different. So if you tell me you fell, the first thing I order is a simple X-ray or maybe an MRI. If it's related to a chronic injury or a repetitive use kind of a condition, maybe we could just do with a X-ray and an ultrasound just to assess the tendons around that region. and to see whether there's any tear that we can see on the ultrasound. And with the condition that we notice or that we've assessed to be specific, we would then recommend you the appropriate treatment.
Okay. Now, yeah. I actually suffered from a repetitive motion injury type thing to my tendon. Now, I wish I could tell you it was something romantic, like, oh, I was playing tennis. It wasn't. It was just bad form when I was texting on my phone.
Okay. It's okay. I wouldn't judge you a bit.
Good. But, you know, the thing is, as is typical of most of us, I felt the twinges, I felt the aches, just ignored it. I took the analgesics, I'd lay off that hand and use the other hand for a few days, hoping that it would go away. Eventually it didn't, and I did go see my doctor, and of course he had a lot to say about that. And there were many different things that he did to me, and short of surgery, and thankfully today I don't really have that problem anymore. But that is everyone. Everyone has these pains. And as long as you can tolerate the pain, there is a tendency to not go and see the doctor until the pain is unbearable.
Okay.
Maybe that's not the best time to go.
So I guess the question is, when is it serious?
Right.
Okay. So I think it's serious when you fell. If you had a obvious injury and when you're moving it, it feels like it's not in the right place, or it feels like something is broken. A simple X-ray will help you confirm it.
Right.
And that's actually what you need at the start, actually. Because if a fracture persists, it could lead to deformity, continued pain, or even arthritis of the elbow. So the next thing would be, if there is numbness or weakness in your fingers and hands, the nerve around the inner aspect of your elbow is commonly associated with the compression. So that could be one possibility, or a previous injury resulted in an unstable nerve in the region. So by getting it checked out, you can catch it early to prevent a worsening of the numbness or the weakness. And obviously, the last thing we always have to rule out would be sinister causes. The elbow isn't usually an area that the sinister causes actually occur, but it's not impossible. So it's usually associated with things like loss of weight, loss of appetite, persistent pain. Even when you're resting, doesn't get better. It's just a constant pain with no respite. For that, you should also get it checked out. But
okay,
other than that, if you have a simple injury, you play tennis, it's painful, you rest, take 2 weeks off, it usually settles to a certain degree. And for that, you can actually continue playing tennis. But if it persists, get checked out.
Okay, when you talk about sinister alternative reasons for these pains, you are referring to perhaps a cancer?
Yes, but it doesn't come to the... It doesn't tend to present in the elbow region very commonly, but nothing is impossible, I guess.
Sure. And it's a good idea to eliminate it as a possibility.
Yes. So that's why part of my routine practice, I insist on at minimum an X-ray just in case. Because in the last few years, let's just say I've managed to catch one case, and it's one case too many.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I was talking about my own repetitive injury, I did say there were many things that my doctor did to me, many different treatments. Could you tell us some of the treatments that are available to someone with elbow pains?
So the treatment options that one has, I like to keep things simple. There's beauty in simplicity. So physiotherapy is usually a mainstay of the treatment, and with some analgesia, with simple stretches and avoidance. If patients don't get better, injections could be an alternative option. You have an option of a steroid and lignocaine or an anesthetic injection, which can quell the inflammation, and that can sometimes do the trick. Or we have the option of orthobiologics, which help encourage micro tears to heal in some cases. Surgery is definitely an option, but to me, it's the last option when all things have failed. So I guess if you didn't get better, your doctor might have offered you surgery as the last option.
Yes, it was put on the table.
Yes.
He got a flat no.
I think he might
I don't need that hand.
Yeah, but that surgery is definitely an option, but most of us are not very aggressive with regards to surgery around the elbow joint. It could be a long incision or it could be keyhole surgery. Different things, different conditions are appropriate with different kinds or types of surgery. So let's say the problem is within the joint and you have a cartilage issue or a loose body because you had a previous fall, there was an injury and one piece came loose. Then I guess surgery is unavoidable because you do have to get into the joint to remove the loose piece. But however, with the micro tears or repetitive use, it can sometimes settle. I had a previous injury as well on my left elbow. I got lucky enough that it resolved in 9 months, but I had to make some adjustments to my lifestyle.
Maybe I should ask you who treated you.
I treated myself. Yeah, so we try.
All right. Now, I suppose one of the things that everyone wants to know is what they can do to help themselves.
How can they help themselves? I guess if you get injured with a fall or if your job requires you to do a lot of repetitive actions, you can't really avoid it. But in general, the general rule would be, number one, be careful. When you are cycling, be aware of your surroundings. I'm getting a lot of cycling injuries nowadays. If you are trying to catch a bus and it's a rainy day, don't run because you're more likely to fall.
So there's always another bus.
Yeah, there's always another bus, although it's maybe 20 minutes time. But I guess you could use your handphone in the meantime. The second thing would be if you're playing sports, do a proper warm-up and do stretches before you actually engage in the sport. Increase the intensity in stages and don't immediately, let's say, play competitive tennis. When you've not been playing for like a few years, we call them weekend warriors.
Right.
So they tend to get injured a bit more often. And I guess sometimes in our jobs, let's say you are doing an admin job or you are doing a factory job, there are certain factory jobs or jobs that require repetitive action, the same repetitive action day in and day out. So I would say try to take regular breaks. And if possible, I know it's harder than it seems, alternate your job scope. And alternate with a colleague, it may help, but we try.
Okay, now I suppose the next question for all of us is prevention being better than cure. Can these injuries be prevented?
Can these injuries be prevented? I guess with proper self-care and proper stretches and before any form of sports can be prevented to a certain degree. So if you are conscious of the actions that you actually take each day, and when you feel that it's a little bit uncomfortable, maybe stop before you get the inflammation cycle gets too intense, and sometimes it settles on its own. But with micro tears, as we age, the quality of the tendon drops over time. So with aging, we can't stop aging, but we can age gracefully.
Okay, so the long and short of it is it's a yes-no answer.
In a way, it's a yes-no answer, yes.
Okay, because aging is inevitable, right?
I guess it is.
And the wear and tear is inevitable as well, just like your car 10 years later is not going to be as sprightly as the car you drove off the lot when you first bought it.
Yes, but we can't really get a new car or a new elbow. But the doctor will try.
The doctor will try. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we just basically all go away and poke at our elbows and make sure that our elbows are in good shape?
I think I would give two key messages. Number one, don't be afraid to seek treatment if you actually had an injury and you're worried about a fracture. Because it's important to seek treatment early. If it's related to job, sports, or repetitive use, keep things simple. You rest it, avoid things that cause it pain, and you take some simple painkillers. If it doesn't get better in 2 to 3 weeks, make an appointment to be seen by your friendly orthopedic surgeon, I guess. And
all right.
They should be able to sort you out.
All right. So, in other words, don't take a couple of analgesics and keep doing what you were doing.
Yes, you could put it there, that way as well, even shorter than mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Dr. Benjamin Siah, Consultant, Department of Orthopedic Surgery, Sengkang General Hospital. Doctor, thank you for the time and the information.
Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.